This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to the Party Line program on this Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Save Money Right Now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Bold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Black Hawk Winery, ProByte Computers, 51 West Event Center, Minute Print It, BCS Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, and Albeques in Flora. I'm Kevin Keith, joined with Melissa Miller this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. How's things in your neck of the woods?
Not too shabby.
Okay. Glad to hear that. You got any fog this morning?
We had just a tad bit this morning, but okay. Nothing really major, no.
All right. Well, there was a little fog advisory early here, and I didn't see too much myself either.
Low-lying areas, you know, around where the creeks and stuff are at.
Yeah. And we usually have that. We'll get to the Skywatch weather forecast in just a moment after this.
What does the Weather Bureau say? Hey there, weatherman. What does the Weather Bureau say? Tell us if you can. How's the weather? Oh, hey there, weatherman. What does the Weather Bureau say? Tell us if you can.
Sunny today is what the Weather Bureau says, and the Skywatch weather forecast. 88, the daytime high. And that fog will be burning off by 9 o'clock this morning. Mostly clear otherwise, low down to 68. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Otherwise sunny and 90, the daytime high. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy, low 56. And then a cooling trend comes on here, Melissa. Sunny on Thursday, high 67. Sunny Friday and a high 64.
Yeah, I know. Larry's going to want to fire up the fireplace again.
Oh, yeah. And you might want to let him do it this time. I mean, we're talking 42 for the overnight low on Thursday now.
Yeah, I probably will. I don't want to see him break out the long underwear yet.
Yeah, so. No, got to save that for December for sure. Let's see. Let's check out our current temperature right now. As I click refresh, it's 59 at your official weather station, WILO. With Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition coming up at 9 o'clock here. After a big successful Send Silence packing yesterday. And boy, you talk about some powerful pictures from Prairie Creek Park. They had all the backpacks kind of laid on the ground, Melissa, strategically placed. And each of those backpacks represents an individual who has lost their lives for whatever reason. Oftentimes committing suicide due to bullying. And it was a big success yesterday. And Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities will be on at 9. And I'm sure she'll talk about that. But one new thing they had this year was, you know what a QR code is, right, Melissa?
Right.
You grab your phone and pretend like you're going to take a photo of it and hold it in front of the code and it scans it. And they had some of those yesterday, where you could scan the QR code and it would tell the story of that individual. And so those were pretty cool too. So we'll talk to Laura about that and the success of that yesterday. I know Ken said he went down there for a little bit yesterday morning and said that by noon they already had almost 1,200 students had come through. So
wow.
Yeah, taking it seriously and making sure the kids get down there and hear the stories they need to. That'll be coming up at 9 o'clock. But before that, we're going to get a chance to talk with Tristan Comagies, who has had a couple different jobs over the last year or two, but she's settled into Bauer Family Resources. And she's the CEO there. And I think she's going to give us a call here in about 5 to 10 minutes and she's going to talk about the Pacesetters campaign, dollar amounts, some of their activities. They're going to talk about promoting an Angry Donkey event tomorrow night, which is coming up tomorrow night. So we'll talk to Tristan about that when she calls us here in just a few moments. Of course, the big story this morning happened last night as an 18-year-old young man in Frankfort was struck and hit by a Norfolk and Southern train on what would be the Never Eat Shredded Wheat west side of Frankfort. And luckily, okay, stable but critical, I think, was the last report we got. And it was interesting, Melissa. I was here yesterday working kind of late after 5:30 and was going to head home around 6:20, and I couldn't get home because of the train, right? So right. I'm sitting there for a few minutes, and I'm surfing through Facebook, just killing time sitting there in traffic, and I started seeing these reports about this accident and that the train wasn't going to move for a few hours. So, ironically, at the same time, we had a burglar alarm here at the station, so I turned around and came back and took care of that, and then was able to text Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker and told him that I'm at the station, and if you have anything the listeners may need to know, we could go on the air. And he said, give me a call when you're ready. So we talked with Chief Shoemaker for about 5 to 10 minutes on the air, and he let us know what was going on. It was stopped and blocking the east-west areas that you could cross, and there were just a couple on the east side of Frankfort that you could come down Morrison all the way and a few little weird ways around there, or you could go way out by the golf course and come down the backside of Mash Road and come in on Washington Avenue. But everyone else was doing that too, so there was a lot of traffic, some confusion. But I tell you what, I was thinking about this last night. The entire Frankfort Police Department, EMS, Frankfort Fire Department was helping out along with some others, and including the street department. They all deserve big orchids this morning because a lot of people came in they were already off duty and came back to help out, Melissa. So it was all hands on deck last night, and could have been a lot worse than it was, although we do have someone in the hospital. But, the first thing that came to my mind was, here we go with the trains causing some kind of problem. Now, we've since found out this individual was wearing headphones with a hoodie and obviously didn't hear the train coming. So I don't know how loud headphones can get in this day and age. I guess louder than I thought. But for you to not hear a train whistle,
Yeah, well, let's think about how loud you have your headphones on.
Yeah, I go deaf a little more each year. I turn my headphones way up here.
Yeah, you about put me deaf when I forget to turn the volume down when I use your headphones.
I know, but I can still hear a train, I would think. I hear them sometimes on the air here.
I couldn't hear anything through your headphones when they're on. But yeah, no, I agree. And obviously, I'm sorry, but when you're crossing something like that, and I like my music as much as everybody else.
Sure, sure.
But when you're in that situation,
good
you
point.
Pay attention.
Yeah, good point.
You look both ways. And I hate to hear that it happened, but obviously, the young gentleman wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you got to be aware of your surroundings regardless. So.
Exactly.
All right. I saw line one was ringing, and did you hang up on him, Ken, accidentally? Oh, she go call back? She hung up on us, huh? Okay. Well, there she is calling back. I think that was probably Tristan. I got a couple really fun things to talk about here in just a moment, Melissa. I can't wait to break some of this to you here. And we're going to... Is that Tristan? Okay. Thank you very much, Ken. We need to figure out a better way
to communicate.
Yeah, we've got a whiteboard. Maybe we could use that if I can get Ken to print where I can understand it.
I don't think it's small enough, is it?
We've got a small one, we got a bigger one, and then we've got a medium one. So
he just needs a small one to use like a chalkboard.
Yeah. Well, he needs to write bigger because he writes so small anyway. And he writes in cursive. Yeah.
That's that newspaper
guy in him,
deal. My brother, I could never read his either.
He writes in cursive too. And I'm like the last graduating class that could read cursive at my high school. So as we continue on our discussion with United Way, as we're doing a 3 or 4 week feature with Anita Stewart and United Way, we're going to feature a few people who work with United Way and maybe even fall under that umbrella of the United Way, including the one and only Tristan Comegys. Tristan, good morning. It's been a while since I've heard from you.
I know. Good morning. How are you?
Doing very good. Doing very good. How have you been? Pretty good? Staying busy?
Very busy, specifically with the United Way campaign, because Anita and the rest of the board roped me into being one of the co-chairs for the campaign this year. So very busy.
Well, yeah. I know they wanted you to be a part of the team because you are a go-getter. Tell our listeners real quick what you've been doing for the last year or so.
Yeah, absolutely. So in my professional life, I'm now the CEO of Bauer Family Resources, which they're in Clinton County. We do the Head Start programming and have 5 classrooms throughout Frankfurt. So we serve about 75 kiddos through preschool programming out there. And then we also do some child abuse and neglect prevention work, which is just incredible work. And we have so many amazing stories from that. But yeah, that's what I've been doing the last year.
Very good. I've been tracking you on Facebook a little bit of that as well. And, you know, it really is a lot of people either they've just heard of Bauer Family Resources. They maybe not, you know, had to reach out for those resources. But you guys do a lot of good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Behind the scenes, you know, you don't always hear about it. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
We wanted to talk a little United Way. I guess you were here to talk a little bit about the pay setters and the dollar amounts that we're either looking for or have so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, Jenny Royalty and I have set a very, I'll call it a bodacious goal of $480,000 for our campaign. And I think last year, in total, the campaign was just over $450,000 total. And so we definitely increased it quite a bit in terms of the overall goal, but something really exciting happened last week. So we had our annual kickoff event where we celebrate our pay setters, and we essentially announced to the community the theme of the campaign and what we're hoping to accomplish. Well, last week we were able to announce that we have already raised over $210,000 of that goal, which is incredible and such a large percentage before the campaign even officially kicked off. And so kind of who sets the pace for our campaign are our pay setters. And so a lot of them are workplaces, and even some of our local school corporations participated. Mm-hmm. And this year, some of the rock stars were the Farmers Bank, which they've participated as pay setters for quite a few years. And I think that they raised over $60,000 in just a couple of weeks.
Goodness.
And that's like from their employees. And it's just so impressive. And then we have a little competition going on between all of our school corporations. And so all of them have participated in the campaign, and some of them are still wrapping up. But, you know, community schools of Frankfurt, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Rossville have all done a really great job at, you know, spreading the good that United Way does. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, we, you know, have Donaldson's, who's always a large campaign company. And then this year, HK joined us as pace setters. And so it's just a group of businesses in the community who say, hey, we believe in United Way and kind of want to help set the tone for the campaign. And exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, that's
already.
Awesome.
Well, yeah,
I remember Anita said last week that that dollar amount you had mentioned a minute ago was like almost 40% of our goal. So, yeah, that's a heck of a way to start out.
Yep, absolutely.
I know we took part in the Pay Setters campaign here at Casper Media, and
that's
I told
right.
Yeah, and I told Anita that I wasn't for sure, honestly, how it would go with us being smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we got 100% participation.
I love that. And that's like the whole thing with the campaign. So I do that with Bauer as well. So while we're a nonprofit, we do like to make sure our employees have the opportunity to give back and just understand like how we are funded and the support that goes into that. And also we work with a lot of other organizations that are funded by the United Way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of sharing that love. And I did notice that, yeah, you guys did do a good campaign for a smaller company. And for us there in Clinton County, we are what I'd call a smaller organization there, but overall, mm-hmm. you know, we're much larger. And you know, we didn't, you know, do much more or much less than you guys. And so I think it was right on target.
Very good.
Yeah, I think it was right on target. And yeah, you guys have always been really great supporters of United Way, and I really appreciate that.
We've certainly enjoyed that. Is there a big event coming up tomorrow night at Angry Donkey? Do you have details on that?
Yes. So tomorrow, Angry Donkey, Kelty and her crew are doing a dine to donate. And so a certain percentage of all of the sales tomorrow night will go towards the United Way campaign. And so they did ask that if you would like to attend, everyone's welcome to attend, to go ahead and call to schedule a reservation. That way they know how many people to prepare for and can kind of help, you know, streamline some of the traffic coming through. And so we actually have several dine to donate this year. We felt like last year they went really well. And so the best way to kind of with that is to follow us on Facebook. And Bethany Sheets over at the United Way has done a great job at posting those events and all the information you need for each individual event. So yeah, tomorrow, Angry Donkey.
Very good. And then a lot of people like to play golf on October 1st. This is a big deal too, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. October 1st. I haven't been in town for a minute, and
okay.
It's still not called the Frankfurt Golf Course. I'm in trouble.
The Commons. We call it the Commons usually.
The Commons.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for backing me up.
Sure.
The crew out there, for every golfer that day, they're going to donate $5 back to the United Way campaign from you know, the fee that you pay to golf out there. And so if you join them that day, anything that they make will come to United Way. So $5 ahead comes to United Way that day. And it's easy. So if you're already golfing, make sure you have that on your calendar.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for being available this morning. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I get to talk to you once or two or three or four more times here over the next month.
Probably. Yeah, probably. You lucky duck.
Well, I think September 27th is the next time I've got you, so 1 week from today. And again, good to talk to you, Tristan, and best of luck, and thanks for all you do, and we'll probably see you real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much. Tristan Comegys with Bauer Family Resources talking about the United Way and the campaign that we've been kicking off the last couple weeks with the Paysetters. And again, a big event tomorrow night at Angry Donkey. And then if you like to golf at the Frankfurt Commons, big golf event on October 1st. All the proceeds go into the Paysetter campaign and the United Way. Big goal they have there. We've got about 7 minutes left in the first portion of the program. The next time we'll have the United Way on will be 2 days from now. So that'll be Wednesday, Thursday. We'll be talking with Anita Stewart, Executive Director of the United Way. And she's maybe going to bring Chris Ward. And they're going to be talking about how the Angry Donkey event went and highlighting some needs in our community as we continue to work with the United Way to try to help all of Clinton County. And Melissa, each time I talk to someone at the United Way, I learn something more that they do to help. It never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, they're involved everywhere. A lot of people don't realize how many organizations are supported by the United Way.
Yeah. For sure. And Anita's done a good job of even branching out more, you know, and reaching out even more than we thought we ever could. So I told you I've got a couple exciting things to talk about. Did you know that Flora, Indiana is celebrating 150 years of existence? So it's
yes, this is their
Yeah.
You know, celebration year.
Yeah, this is it, and it's coming up this weekend. Big free event on September 24th, technically. So that's going to be on Saturday. And what you're looking at is a lot crammed into one day, Melissa. They're asking everyone to come celebrate at the free event, 150th birthday. So happy birthday to the town of Flora. They're having the grand opening of their newly restored historical train depot. Free entertainment by the Grace Scott Band, DJ Zach, and Songbird Karaoke and Audio. And a Johnny Cash tribute artist named Gary Phelps. Plus more free attractions for kids of all ages, including a caricature artist. That'd be cool to go up there and get the Wilo crew drawn by one of those caricature artists.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
Dan Alexander face painting, Cervantes Brothers, kids games, a bounce house, pony rides, Hufford's oxen pulled cart rides. They're actually giving cart rides, Melissa, pulled by ox. Oxen. Yeah. And an FFA petting zoo. How about that?
Yeah, Carol FFA is very involved in this.
Yeah, so they've got Tay's Brewery beer and wine tent. They've got food. They've got a vendor shopping area. They've got a shuttle to the 4-H building for the model train show, the quilt show. They also have beard, mustache, mutton chops, and mullet contests. So, wow, they take it serious. FloraIndianaDepot.org is the website to check out. So this Saturday, sounds like Flora is going to be the place to be. And how exciting is it for all the stuff they have going on in Carroll County right now with the announcement a couple weeks ago of the apartments and the parking garage and some new retail space there and the grand opening of the historic depot and celebrating 150 years in existence. So
yeah, it's kind of like Clinton County, you know, a lot of stuff going on in Clinton County and they're growing along with the growing around all the traffic problems because they have a lot of highways shut down too.
Absolutely. A lot of the NDOT construction.
Anybody that wants to go to Flora and attend that, you need to check NDOT's.
Yeah, make sure you can get there.
because 18 is closed on, I think, actually, it could be closed on both sides of Flora.
Right.
But at one time, it was closed on the east side. And I know part of 18 is closed on the west side now. So, it might be a little bit of a challenge. Might have to go up 75.
Okay. Well, that'll be okay, too. Just check your maps and everything. The thing I like about our technology and our phones is it shows us where there's construction.
Exactly. You can download that NDOT.
Yeah,
app
that app is really
that
awesome. Yeah, they got all that. That's very cool. All right, so don't forget Friday, HoosierlandTV.com, the place to be. Carol at Tri-Central, 7 o'clock kickoff with Don and Carl. Special thanks to our sponsors, Jerry's Body Shop, Culligan of Boone and Clinton County, Jimmy Ewing's Appliance Repair, Wampler Services Incorporated, Frankfurt Eagles number 976, Sassy Salon in Delphi, Winsky's, Encompass Credit Union, Newell Gas, and the Farmers Bank. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and we have Laura Archibald next with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition coming up next on Wilo's Party Line.